I want to start the Q&A period with an email that I got from a client a bit ago that, to me, really encapsulates the issue. Dear Bob, in one of your weekly Money Talk programs, would you and your distinguished colleagues, he thinks you're distinguished, be interested in discussing what caused the U.S. stock market to recover from severe downturns like the 70s and what might lead a sustained recovery from the current malaise? And at least to some degree, we can all envision the downside, and the media regularly helps with that. Maybe we need some more help in envisioning the upside. This is a good question. In our related topic, what might be potential large-scale events that could help launch the global economy on a period of sustained growth? For example, in recent history, the invention of railroads, automobiles, airplanes, computers, and the discoveries of vast mineral and oil deposits and efficient mining and processing led to interim surges in productivity and sparked economic growth leading to higher living standards. Is it possible that something like that, but maybe in medicine or energy, is emerging and evolving in the not-too-distant future that would help catalyze growth? Carl, that was a great question that you asked. And, you know, 2 points real quick. One is, it's the emerging world. That's the development. So a lot of people are playing catch-up. We're seeing growth in the 6 to 7, 8 to 9% range in Asia and Brazil. That'll be years before we ever even come close to half of that. So this dynamic shift that we're seeing once in a generation, in my opinion, Carl, think back 10 years ago, 12 years ago, the Asian financial crisis. Many of them were debtor nations. We had a surplus then. So in 11 and a half years, the U.S. went from surplus to having a deficit, and many of the Asian countries went to having surpluses, not just their governments, but the consumers as well. Very, very dynamic shift in a very short period of time. And so now that they have surpluses, they have to engage and deploy those surpluses. So that's part of your answer. And, Carl, I think the other answer is this productivity shift. Alan Greenspan identified it in the mid-90s, right? You know, we all have iPads and iMacs and computers at our desks, and we can do all sorts of things that we never could do earlier. So many of us are much more productive than we ever thought possible. And that's not going to change anytime soon. You know, I read once that they thought it could take 25 years for the full impact of computers to hit the economy, right? And as a result, we're in the early innings of that. You asked the question of what pulled us out of past downturns. It wasn't the developing world. It was guys like you buying cars and houses and what have you. It was that trough that we surged from that makes this recovery very different, and it's a key to my presentation tonight, that you succinctly asked the question, you know, what's different now? Well, what's different is that this is the first recovery led by the emerging markets. How's that going to affect you and I moving forward? It's to increase our exposure to the developing world with a big focus on risk control to participate in that growth. That was a great question, Carl.